Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
When we talked to Jalen Hurts about A.J. Brown, he said he's a hell of a player and he's here. And that's basically all Jalen really cares about.
Well, how about that endorsement?
I love him. No, not really. He's here.
Welcome back.
I'm going to start saying it about Joe. How do you feel about Joe Giglio?
Well, he's here.
He's my partner and he's here.
We do a show.
He's under contract. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Can we hear that again? So last night during the game, that's obviously they do the production meeting, right? The coach and the quarterback will spend some time with the broadcast booth and give them, they kind of gives them a little background on what's going on. And, listen again how Joe Buck described how Jalen Hurts described A.J. Brown.
When we talked to Jalen Hurts about A.J. Brown, he said he's a hell of a player and he's here. And that's basically all Jalen really cares about.
Yeah, the end, he's here. And then this Joe just trailing
off. Wait a minute, what's the song? What's the purpose of the song?
Ooh, you're making me live.
You're making me live.
You're my best friend.
I do like when we come back and Hugh tries to piece together why the song is the song, what the song is, and how it fits into the segment here.
No, because Kyle, he's out there subliminal.
Always, always. It plays right in. They're best friends. Except they're not.
It's interesting because it's to the point now where you don't even try to hide.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? You just going, you be like, hey, he here. He here.
He's an Eagle, all right.
So, all right, couple. He's on the team.
They ain't throwing him the ball.
They
either.
Didn't trade him, so we're gonna have him on the team the rest of the year. When Ross was on with us, we disagreed on the. I think there's three people in America that believe that Nick Sirianni made the right decision last night. Their names are Elliot Shore-Parks, Ross Tucker, and Andy in Westchester. Who's gonna be our next caller in a minute here. Only three people I've seen in America who believe Sirianni did the right thing last night, but. One thing that Ross pointed out that him and I see eye to eye on was Sirianni's reaction to, and this was first brought up by Seth Joyner, we went back and I looked on my DVR recording and I showed Hugh, and you could see Sirianni doing the why.
Why?
It was kind of like that. He didn't scream it, but he kind of felt it. You felt it watching him. And it made me think about that play again and whose decision it was. And Ross threw out, maybe that play wasn't supposed to be a deep shot to AJ. Can we hear the... Devontae take on it again. Devontae Smith on with SVP on Scott Van Pelt after the game. You add this together and it makes you wonder, was that fourth down play really what they wanted it to be? Here was Devontae on the whole thing.
You've got the ball in your hand. It's fourth down. And I get it taking a shot because maybe you get a PI and maybe 11 comes down with it. Or if they look to you, maybe you do. But we were kind of surprised that you guys made the snap in that situation. Were you?
No, not really, man. You know, we got all the trust in those guys, man. Whatever 1 and 11 want to do, if that's what they call, that's what they want to do, we're rolling with it.
You heard them. Whatever they want to do.
Who's in charge of the team? 1, 11?
1 and 11.
Sirianni?
No, I don't not give 1 and 11. 1 and 11.
They're one thing? They're one?
1 and 11.
Yeah.
It's 11. It's 11.
11?
1 and 11.
11.
1 and 11.
11.
Best buds. He's here.
All right. Can we get Troy Aikman's take on the whole thing? Here was Troy last night, Hall of Fame quarterback, on the decision.
And the offense stays out there on 4th and 6.
Well, if he's just going to, I don't know what he's going to do. This is surprising to me, but can't believe they're going for it here on 4th down.
And they are. Hurts airs it out. A.J. Brown. It is broken up. And the play made by Valentine. And now, because they went for it, there's 27 seconds left, but there's life for Green Bay. They've got good field position, and they don't need much to get McManus into field goal range.
No, I don't know what the thinking was here. You stopped the clock, could have ran it down, and wow.
And Nick Sirianni able to breathe a sigh of relief as the two head coaches come together at midfield. They went for it on 4th down. The Eagles did, and they lived to tell with a 3-point win.
Yeah, I'm not sure either coach feels real good about this. Sirianni will be answering a lot of questions about that decision on 4th down, but he escapes Lambeau Field with a win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yeah. I'm old school, and like my thought, I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but my first thought was, okay, your defense has been playing well.
Yeah.
And is it I trust my defense thing? Because if that's what it was, I could see that. Because your defense, but another thing is, do I really want to put them in that in a bind like
right,
that?
Right, right. Why?
Because they've been playing well. Like, they've been playing well the whole game, and they've broken up a lot of passes. Do I feel comfortable putting them in a bind like that?
Plus, the whole thing, like, they had made the Packers use their timeouts. Like, so the benefit of that is if you pin them back, they can't stop the clock on their try down the field.
Isn't that the ultimate put this in the hand of your defense?
Excuse me?
Isn't that, like, the ultimate put this – put the game in the hands of your defense. Just let them, like, just let them in.
That's what I thought. But here's the thing. Remember the first time we was in the Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy made a conscious effort not to give us back the ball?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, even though the defense played well, their defense played well, he didn't want to take that chance.
Yeah. We almost got it back, though. Bradbury didn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was kind of like, okay, defense has been playing well, but how comfortable are you putting them in harm's way again?
So you can finish, sorry.
No, I'm just saying, that was it, Joe. And it's like, you make one pass, you make one completion, you're in field goal range. And they tried it, ill-advised, they did try it when they blew the whistle. They still kicked the ball. Then that's when they realized, we don't have enough depth. We don't have enough, we can't make it.
So we've unpacked a lot of elements, even to a call that tried to sell us on the idea of a 65-yard safety, just run the clock out. That was one of my favorite parts of the last hour. One part that no one has brought up, and this is my fault for not presenting this to Ross when he was going through his thought process. You know, what if Jalen took a sack there? Right, they were pressuring all night. Now, I know he hadn't taken a sack. What if it's a botched fumble? What if he takes a sack? The ball was snapped in the 35. If he takes a sack even to the 40, they are one throw away with 27. That's plenty of time to get in manageable field goal range. Like, it's all risk-reward. And the reward, I get it, and we all get it. But there was a lot of different risks that made no sense.
When Aikman said he's going to have to answer a lot of questions about the fourth down, I could only think of one question in my head.
Why?
And, well, it was why, sure. So that's one. A second one was the same question he was asked, I believe, right before the Brazil game, and it was this.
Nick, are you ill?
He actually seemed ill last time.
Oh, yeah.
His voice was all off.
The guy can't play Green Bay without getting sick.
That's true. We're going through the yearly Sirianni Green Bay illness.
Nick, are you ill?
Yeah.
I've been waiting for a good opportunity.
Also, I can't believe he answered the question last night as if anyone thought he was considering a field goal. That was no one's thought. That would have pushed the ball back further. It probably would have been bad in the weather, like could have been blocked. Like, Nick, that's not what anybody's talking about.
Is that the most worrisome part about it, is that he thought the alternative was field goal?
I think it is. I think
because that tells me that punt isn't even in the same zip code as his brain.
Yeah, it was a strange one last. Let's go to Andy in Westchester, I believe is on the same page as Elliot Shore Parks and Ross Tucker. Andy in Westchester, what's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Kyle's a butthole.
Wait a minute, what Kyle
do? What did he do?
He's making stuff up. I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you did.
No,
what are you
I
talking
didn't.
About?
You said
you were fine with the decision. And
no,
then I told you I hated
that.
You.
He said he did. He told you I hated you.
You also threatened my family and kicked my dog, Hughie. Did it again.
He did it. I believe.
Has anyone surprised you?
I believe, Andy. Yeah.
I said I was fine with them leaving the offense out there and trying to draw them offside.
Oh,
I did not say I was good with them running a play. And he kept saying, so you were good with it. You were good with it. Thus, the butthole. Oh, get the hell out of here. So, yeah, I thought it was fine because, in my mind, if they could get out of the game without running another play, then that's beautiful.
Sure.
If they're going to draw them offside, game over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or then, worst case scenario, then you punt the ball. But, no, I didn't want them to run a play there.
I mean, no one did. I mean, the only people that did, Andy, were the 70,000 Packer
fans.
You could hear the roar of the crowd with, like, holy hell, they just gave us life in a game we lost 2 minutes ago.
So I actually liked, what was it, Chris's idea earlier, the running back for safety?
Oh.
Except what if they ran a hook and ladder, you know, and run off even more
You're
time?
You're talking about old school. That's old school. Right?
maybe the annexation of Puerto Rico. We'll just do trick plays.
You ain't go back to that.
When I run the play, was it the Patriots and Raiders last year, Jacoby Myers?
Oh, yeah.
Or was that 2 years ago?
I think two years ago.
They were tied, and he threw it backwards. Yeah. They just ran it in for a touchdown. Why not?
I mean, we would have just left Nick in Wisconsin if that was the case.
Yeah, he couldn't have came back.
No.
So, yeah, no, but I mean, I'm actually pleasantly surprised. I thought it was just going to be all complaining today. That was a really fun game to watch. It's shockingly for what the score was.
It was so much fun.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it immensely.
It was one of those games where I was riveted to a 10-7. Like every play seemed like it was just like a big play.
Yeah, it was awesome. And it's so actually speaking of which, Hugh, now that you're back on board, I'm heading to North Carolina right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was not going to stop at Bucky's, but I'm going to have to stop and get you a welcome home present.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate you.
You know what? It is good to have him back, isn't it? I mean, we missed this guy for 2 years. Andy, good phone call. I mean, does it feel good to be a defensive guy again?
I was always a defensive guy, but since Andy's going to Bucky's, you know what? I need to go to Bucky's and get.
What do you need?
You remember those cups that everybody went gaga over at the Starbucks.
Oh, the baristas.
They got the Bucky Ristas. They got Bucky Ristas.
They just stole the idea.
Well, I guess they got the Bucky's cups that look kind of like that. I'm gonna get me one of those Bucky's.
Do you have a Bucky's cup?
Oh, I do. I do. I have a Bucky's cup, but I'm gonna get another one. I'm gonna get one of the ones that look like the little Bucky's beaver.
What you talking about?
I'm gonna get one of those. I want to be like everybody else. Them barista cups, man. They're going on sale. They're online for like $2,000. Like two grand for a cup. And somebody's buying them.
No one's doing that.
I guarantee you somebody's buying them.
Again, there's plenty of charities out there. People are in need.
I guarantee you, and no disrespect to the cat lady, but there's a cat lady out there that bought a couple of them.
What cat lady?
The lady that, you know who I'm talking about. The lady that has a bunch of cats and she feeds them all and she knows exactly each one of the cats' names and they have a bunch of kids or whatever. The cat lady.
I don't think we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Y'all just want me to be on this hill by myself. I'm okay with that. The cat lady. Everybody has one in their neighborhood. Joe has one. He don't even want to talk about it.
So I don't have one. Lady. I don't have one in the neighborhood I'm in now. But my old neighborhood,
we had a cat lady.
Yeah, cat lady. I know. I
ain't got no man. I just didn't. Got a bunch of cats. That's it.
I didn't think today of all days
the cat lady would come up.
We'd get to the cat lady.
Shout out to the cat lady. No disrespect, because she does a service. She takes care of all the animals in the neighborhood. But she's the cat lady.
All right.
Cat lady.
Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Not sure if we have a cat lady poll up, but we do have a couple here. Was last night an enjoyable game to watch? 57% of people that said it's painful, you guys don't know ball. I mean, I'm sorry. That was not a painful game to watch. Football guys enjoyed that game, okay?
Yeah, it was a good
real men.
It was for real men, yes. And not the cat lady. And
soft
it's
huge, generation.
It is. It's what's after millennials? What was after us?
It's Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Gen Z hated that game last night. They need scoring and fantasy and all that crap. Is Hugh allowed to rescind his defense as a luxury take? Yes or stay on that side? 65% votes.
Stay on that side.
Wow.
I mean, that's okay.
It's tough.
I understood what I watched last night. Most of y'all didn't, so I'm gonna go ahead. That's me, Ryan Clark.
Oh yeah, he just Ryan.
Wow,
Clark.
You.
Me, Ryan.
You know, we don't have to give the sacks back. We can keep those.
I'm gonna get my Ryan Clark on. Yeah. You don't know what I know. What he say? With all due respect, you don't know nothing about no football.
Usually, Ryan has to apologize after he Ryan Clark's people, though. Aaron in San Diego, what's up, Aaron?
Buenos dias, Philadelphia! Viva la Philadelphia Eagles!
You must listen to the Spanish call.
Yeah. Ricky Ricardo?
That goes out to Ricky Ricardo.
Thoughts and prayers with him
and his family.
Shout out to Ricky, man.
Love Ricky. I didn't get to hear any of the calls last night, but if there was a... Matt, you know what? We should dig up his missed field goal call, because Ricky's missed field goal calls, I mean, dating back to the double doink, I mean, some of my favorite calls of all time.
So, at the beginning of the year, in the offseason, all I heard was this gauntlet of games, this season, the teams that we were playing, the schedule was unbearable. We weren't going to be successful. And what we saw last night outside of the last two offensive drives was championship football. The offense couldn't get it going, whether it be the weather, the cold, the wind, you know, Jalen wasn't able to finish his throws because the defensive line was pushing our offensive line back into him, you know. But what happened? Our defense stepped up. They played championship Super Bowl-level defense yesterday, and they may be the reason why we are going to repeat this year at Super Bowl 60.
Well, they certainly have a great chance. But you said all you heard is the schedule. No one picked them to win. I mean, didn't everyone pick them to win like 11 to 13 games?
Like that.
Who didn't pick them to win a lot of games?
Listen, all I heard all offseason was this was the toughest schedule that the Eagles have faced in 20 years.
Well, it still is.
I mean,
it is a pretty tough game.
But we all still thought they'd win between 11 and 13 games. But we knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, we kind
of. We all thought they'd win a lot of games, right? I mean, who didn't think that?
Yeah, I thought they would win.
And as for that guy, Chris, with that idea of the safety, listen, you're better off just taking a delay of game penalty, moving the ball back 5 yards, having Brandon Mann kick the ball as high as he can in the sky,
or Brady.
So you have a 5 second hang time. By the time it lands,
Manfred, man.
You know, you're at 16 seconds, 17 seconds. Mm-hmm. You know, game's pretty much over.
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, the path they chose was the least logical path, and we appreciate the phone call. They won the game. That's what matters. And the biggest story, you know, the Sirianni thing is obviously interesting because it's such a unique call, and I do know the part of the field makes it. And I agree with Ross on that. The part of the field makes it like, hey, what do you do here?
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest story last night was their front. The defensive front, that looked like a Super Bowl defensive front.
Yeah, Jalen Phillips was balling. He was balling.
Don't you love when people argue with somebody that doesn't exist? I was told Steph Curry wasn't a good shooter. Nobody told you that.
Well, this happens every day with Jalen Hurts. Everyone's ripping Jalen Hurts. Nobody is.
Not at all.
That's not happening. And in fact,
it was a critique. He didn't play well.
he didn't have his best game. He's had many better games this
season.
That's
fine.
And guess what? Last night, it's okay.
Yeah, I also think, you know, I always joke that people forget how many, you can't count to five because there's like 12 top five NBA players. If we're going to grade Jalen Hurts and give him A's, there has to be a baseline of what is his C game, right? Mm-hmm. And that last night felt to me like
a C game.
A C game, right?
Yeah, so that, but he still won.
Right, totally. And it wasn't a D game. It wasn't an F game. But we have to establish what's a C game. So when we give out the A's, it makes some sense. Yeah. If you say last night was an A, then what's his real A games?
And I almost look at last night as though it was sort of a playoff game. Like it was for one seed standing in the NFC.
It was.
Really. It was a tough team on the road in an environment, you know, like that where it's cold, it's prime time, it's Lambeau. Like, I know it was 10-7, but it felt like a playoff game, playoff atmosphere last night. And those are ones where you just need to come out of there with the win.
You just got to find a way. He did it. They did it. Rick in Easton is up. Hey, Rick.
Hey, good afternoon. I think we all agree the offense is going to have to figure it out the next 5-6 weeks. I'd rather them not peak now, let them peak in 4 or 5 weeks, whatever that is. But here's a couple points. If I would share with all of you that before the season started, the Eagles were going to win on the road against Tampa Bay, Minnesota, which is also not an easy place to play, mm-hmm. Arrowhead and Lambeau, would you have signed up for that?
Absolutely, in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Absolutely you would have. I made a point at the morning show yesterday before the game, with all these additions that Howie made on defense, and Hugh, you know how important film is from high school, college to pros. They did not have a lot of film on the personnel that this defense put on the field yesterday because they haven't played together, this team. We didn't even know how the defense was going to mm-hmm. play. We didn't even know how they were going to play, let alone Green Bay didn't know how well they were going to play. I think that was a big key on why that defense was so smothering yesterday. So I think the bottom line here is, and I don't know, watching on TV, did Cooper DeJean, did he play one position the entire day yesterday, or did they move him around a lot?
See, I wasn't focused on Coop because I was looking at the defensive line, so I'm not sure. I have to go back and look at that.
I only asked that because that was really, and I haven't heard many people say this, that was not one of Cooper's best games yesterday.
It wasn't.
Just as an observation. But my question is, I keep hearing this on that last play. Yeah, listen, I actually thought, because I watched Randall do it, I actually thought that because Jalen's athletic, they were going to actually do that pooch punt. Mm-hmm. And that would have been really a nice play, because this way you don't have their special teams out there. You catch them off guard. You pooch it down to the 10. If Jalen could just, I mean, some of us could just do it just to pooch it out of there. And that would have been a real good play. But my question is, is it written in the rule book that the receiver has to make a real honest attempt at the ball to get a pass interference call?
Well, that's how you have to see it. It's almost like, not to cut you off, Rick, but it's kind of like holding. Like, say, as a defensive lineman, if I'm on the line of scrimmage and I'm battling with an offensive lineman, and they hold every play. You call holding every play. But if I'm not making a conscious effort to try to get off the block and show the referee that he's holding, they're not going to call it. It's kind of the same thing.
Okay, I'm okay with that. But now I want to ask another question about the rule book.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not pass interference, I'm good with that. What dictates whether it's illegal contact after the receiver goes 5 yards past the line of scrimmage? Isn't that supposed to be also another penalty? If it's not interference, couldn't that be illegal contact?
Well, you could be handsy, but you can't, when the ball is in the air, like, you can't impede the receiver from trying to catch the ball. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you could be handsy.
Yeah, and I get it.
Yeah, and sometimes the refs let him play, but you can't stop him from catching the ball.
All right, here's my thought for Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
and you alluded to it already. This is like the playoff game that never happened last year. And I really was 50-50 on this game yesterday, but after watching that defense and knowing that I can't see the Eagles offense laying an egg 2 weeks in a row, having Goff on that field with that indoor stadium, remember, they play all their games indoors, they play in Minnesota, they probably play a couple other dome games. I want to tell you something.
playing the Eagles in this weather with that defense, with Jared Goff, this is going to be a very difficult game for Detroit to win. As much as we think that it's going to be a tough game for us, don't forget, these teams have to realize they have to prepare for the Eagles. This is going to be a very difficult game for Detroit to win Sunday. I think the Eagles can win this game Sunday.
They can, Rick. They are slight favorites. And if they play the way they did last night on defense, Rick, good phone call. I think they will win. A couple things quickly. He's right. I think it helped the Eagles last night that there was not film on the way they used all the new pieces, right, on defense.
Totally agree.
But this Sunday's interesting coming up because we only have one game of film on Dan Campbell calling the plays.
Yeah, right? We don't know what they're going to run.
Right, their tendencies.
And they're good for tomfoolery.
Exactly. So I think both sides are kind of like in the dark a little bit. And you're right, Goff outdoors has not been the same in his career. Mm. Goff and cold weather not the same. I will say this because we think of the Lions dome team. They're 11-2 away from home since the start of last year. They're a little bit tougher, I think, than we consider them.
I need to put out there before everybody gets ahead of themselves with the cold weather and the Goff and the Lions thing. Yeah. It's going to be like 50 degrees.
It's not going to be that cold. No. Today it's cold.
Yes.
But it's going to warm up.
It's a high of 64 and I think a low of like, by game time, it'll be like 50.
Yeah.
So that's...
Yeah, get
let's
that
let's
out
not
your
pretend
head.
It's Lambo. It's going to be Lambo against Sunday.
I think the key is going to be pretty simple. We need to pressure Goff. If we pressure him, he doesn't play well. If he has time... Their receivers, Hugh, are 10 times what the Packers receivers are.
Yeah, like, and they're a little wiry. They're a little wiry. Group.
They will make the catches that the Packers guys could not last. So we have to, again, if we pressure and get Goff off his spot, we're going to win the game. If he has time, they're going to move the football. That's the way this is going to go. 215-592-9494. We'll get as many calls as we can coming up before we hear from you people. But first, we got to address two people who are in complete denial right now, and one of them is among us right this moment. We'll hit that next. It is the Midday Show, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.